Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kwa mara ya tatu, yes. Njugu biscuits, njugu, njugu biscuits, njugu. Anyway. How are you? How are you? How are you? I still haven't gotten the hang of this thing. I do not have an entry to these episodes. Hopefully I'll have gotten one by the 20th episode. But ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Cordial Podcast by Mungai Kaogoi, and we are on episode 9. Hey, my coffee. Anyway, I hope you had a really splendid week. I hope your week was fantastic. I hope the last episode was as confusing as I was. Yeah, I realized I was confused. That was a bit too much for one episode. But anyway, we're in a new week, new episode, and we're still learning. We're still getting to know how this works, even while recording this episode. There isn't much, actually, to edit out. I am trying as much as possible. I think I'm learning to be consistent in not being eloquent. I am thankful for that. But anyway, you guys, I want to thank you. Thank you very much for each and every response that you've been giving me, either directly or through the Spotify app. I always see your responses. So thank you. Thank you for each and everyone. I'm actually thinking of asking people for voice notes. I ask people for voice notes so that I can use them for one episode. But anyway, I still want to thank you for listening in each and every week. And I'm grateful, really, really grateful to even have the number of listeners that I'm having. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to be here. Yeah, but anyway, I am going to go directly in to accusing you people. Because, hey, wadao. Mbona mku niambia last week sikusema timestamp jamani? Sikusema timestamp. Hey. I did not. Why? Why didn't you guys remind me? Because that is a mistake that shouldn't happen. And so today we are going to do it right now. So today is the 9th of February on a Friday, 5 PM, 5:30 actually. And 9th of February is really... it's a really good day for me, or I can say it's something that I treasure in my life, because it's my brother's birthday and he's in a high school, so I don't know how I don't know how he's doing, but I wish I could go and visit him. But wait, what now? Hey, economy bana. But it's done in 18, and so I'm really proud to actually now I have a brother who's we will both be having IDs, so we are grown-ups. Hey, jamani, miaka inasonga. We are 8 years apart, but we maisha bana. But anyway, happy birthday to him. Happy birthday. I think I don't even know if you will know that I mentioned his name on my podcast, but anyway, happy birthday to him. And yeah, so as I've been telling you guys, I always write down on the topics I want to talk about, and of course I had a topic to talk about today, and it was compromises. I wanted to talk about compromises, but I had a really, really, really funny experience on Tuesday morning. So I decided, let me do more research on compromises before I come and talk about it. And I'll just use this episode to just give another perspective through an experience I had. So you guys know I went back to the gym. And so my usual scheduling of the time I love going to the gym is early in the morning, you know? Yes. So maybe 5:30, 6, nataka kwa gym. So on this particular morning, on Tuesday, this same weekend, so I went. And so there are a couple of guys we go with. We are around 5 of us who go in the morning. Yeah, there are no morning people in our gym. But anyway, yeah. So the caretaker who's supposed to open the gym that early came in late. And so when I arrived, there's a guy we do our sets together, and he always comes later on, like 7 a.m. But this time he was there, and I was like, hey, yeah? Cody, what has happened today? You've come this early. And you're telling me by 6 you can be here. And he was like, no. You know, I was asleep, but I couldn't sleep that much. So I was awake by 4 a.m. And so I decided today, let me come early. And I was like, okay. So we started laughing there with the other guys. And we were like, hey, this guy is supposed to open. He's really messing up our schedules. What are we going to do? Because we can't sit here from 6 to 7 waiting for somebody. And so even before that conversation continued, I asked this guy, yo, and why exactly would you lose sleep on a Tuesday and you don't have anywhere to go to? You just come to the gym in the morning. So why would you lose sleep? Why? And so I threw in, kwani umewacho? You know, to just tease him a bit and see, you know, getting to know this particular person. But they don't even know his name. You see how men operate? I don't know his name. But anyway, so I asked him, kwani umewacho bro? Juu, eh? Yeah, this is unlike you to be here early in the morning. And then, of course, you know us men, the first thing we say is, hey, unaacho, unaacho na nani? And so, even when I was having this conversation with these guys, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. I have a different way of thinking. So please, as the story continues, do not judge me. Me, I have a different type of thinking. So, of course, the topic will be about men and women in a capacity of relationships. So, actually, I've been avoiding this topic, but hey, the experience in Chekesha. But anyway, as I was having this conversation with them, so these other guys joined in and they were like, hey, as a man, why are you being left by a woman? Why exactly would you place yourself in a position where you'll be the one who is being left? You're supposed to be the one who leaves, not her. And I was sitting there and I was like, hey, okay. So you guys think like that, okay. Then I would love to ask more questions, you know, to just see how these guys thought. So just in between, the guy who was supposed to open the gym came in. So we all went in. And then we started doing our sets. So we started doing, but the conversation was ongoing. So I asked them, like, why do you guys usually say you should have another plan set when you have a person already? Like, what's your type of thinking? I was asking this man that way because for me personally for me, I do not like that idea of I have a backup plan, because that means I've already thought over this process and I'm like, it's not you that I'm going to stick with. I have another plan. And so just anytime I can change my mind, and I do not like that, because for me, I love being straightforward. I want to be that kind of person who, if I tell you I am with you, I am with you. I am not thinking of any other person, you know, however much the temptations might be there to like go out and do things. I do not want to be there talking about a backup plan. I find it very, very disappointing to hear people talk about that, or even call somebody a backup plan. Imagine you're there. Somebody is considering you a backup plan. Yeah, man. Even if we've been without knowing or knowing, I don't think it's a good idea. So I asked them, why do you guys think that? And the first answer I got was because even the women that we have, or the girls that we have their backup plans, and they will leave you when they want to leave you, you know? Like, there is no formula to this. They actually say that. They say there is no formula to it. Like, you never know. Anyone can leave you at any point. A woman can leave you at any point. And I wanted to ask women at that point. I wish there were women in the gym at that time to just ask them, what's your view? Like, do you have a backup plan? Do you? Because, hey, but anyway. So I continued and I asked them, hey, but don't you think, like, that's not the right way of, like, you know, me was just asking them from my own view, like, why are you guys doing that? Like, why would you start thinking of how somebody is going to do bad things to you when it hasn't happened? Why would you think of a bad thing? But I came to realize that, and they also actually confessed that it was more of the experiences they've had with whoever they've been with. People have backup plans. People do have backup plans outside here. And I worry a lot, because if that's the kind of life that we are actually living, then where exactly are we headed to? You know, then what is the essence of commitment? What is the essence of, you know, the goal, marriage? You know, what is the essence of all these things if we are always training our minds or being conformed to always having a backup plan? Do you think a relationship will ever work out if you're always thinking of having a backup plan? And so I tried asking these guys, you know, why wouldn't you now decide for yourself and in your life to actually stick to one woman, and so they can see and trust in you that you do not have a backup plan? Because as much as we say, or they said, that women have backup plans, they also said they have their own backup plans. So that means it's two sides. People are so, I don't want to call it insecure, but people are so worked up on negative things that we create plans that weren't really needed as much to try and save ourselves from the pain, from the bad experiences and all that. And for me, I don't like it. I won't lie. Me, I don't like it. I am always that one person who says, if I am pursuing you, I will tell you, of course, directly. I will tell you, so-and-so, I want you for this and this, or this is a friendship, or I'm trying to get to know you, or I like you enough right now that I'm knowing you that I want to pursue you romantically. So that has always been my view, like, to, not even my view, that is how I operate. Sijipigi debe, but you know, I'm not that good, but that is how I operate. So I always think that's the right way, like, to handle somebody else, to recognize that they have feelings, to recognize that they are a human being who needs a lot of things. And you know, when you decide to be with somebody, and that means you're responsible for a lot of things. You're responsible for their feelings, you're responsible for their welfare, you're responsible for a lot of things. Either side, if you're a woman or a man, you are responsible on how their day will be. Imagine, that's how much we have, I don't want to call it control, but that's how much influence we have over each other when we start to create these kinds of relationships outside here. And so even I was talking to these guys, they started calling me names, which I don't want to say them here because they sound really bad even for my tongue to even pronounce them. I don't even use such words, but they're really bad words, you know, when I was trying to like explain to them or trying to make them see life from a different view. And I realized you can never really change people. However much you think your way is right, you might not be right, but however much you think, you can never change people until they themselves decide they want to change. Like, there's no option, by the way. It is actually for them to take that decision that they want to change, that they've seen this is the kind of way they've been living and it is not beneficial at all, or it is not as far as to what they want to live out in this life. It is for them to make that decision. You can try as much as possible to talk to them, but yeah. But then again, there's also the factor of reality, which is really hard to maneuver around, because yeah, people out here have backup plans. People out here are always on the edge, waiting for that minute where something bad will happen so that they can excuse themselves and leave things. That's reality. But how are we going to handle that reality? Should we just accept that it is reality and we shouldn't change some things, or should we actually come together and have a conversation that leads to us finding a solution that can help both sides of this issue, you know? And so, yeah. So that has been my experience for this week. And I know, wait, kwanza ngoja. Twitter today has been, I have been laughing. Because of course, as I've told you, today is the 9th of February. There was a court proceeding involving one Joey Irungu and Jackie Maribe. And if you view my stories, I always post everything that is funny on Twitter, just to make people not miss out on the fun that is on the other end. But yeah, so today has been funny, and still that experience with, you know, talking to men and trying to see how people think, or trying to make them see another kind of life, like another kind of, let me call it, multiverse, another kind of reality, you know, like you can live, like your decisions can make you live in another reality. And by the way, I tried as much as possible to tell them, because they were saying, you know, talking about all this, you know, men should be creating the rules, men should be the leaders, and the women should always follow. It is either they follow or they leave. There is no other option. And for me, I was telling them, if that's the case, then can you make rules that actually benefit the both of you? Not rules that only benefit you. Because once, as a man, you start saying, my woman cannot go out, but I will be going out because I am the man. I have to have that freedom. I'm like, excuse me? That's, unfortunately, that is stupid to even think that way. Because this is another fellow human being. And if you feel some type of way, if they are outside and they are living a life that you don't like, then why would you subject them to that kind of feeling to them also? Why would you want to do that? And now that brings up the topic of being selfish, you know? So we are actually fighting a lot of things when we come to this thing called relationships. And of course, it can't last an episode of 25 minutes. It's a long conversation that we have to have as humans. But as I said, I think in episode 4 or 5, I don't remember, we were talking about community. It starts by you. It starts by you to have that change. You know, start by you finding people who think like you and who align with the things that you believe in, that you can create change in the whole society. So it starts by you. Start with the people you're around with. If the people around you are always thinking in some type of way, trust you, me, you'll be forced in some kind of way to think that way, and you will think that's the reality and that's the kind of life that you should live. Trust you, me, when I was having these conversations with these guys at the gym, I went out also, a thought hit me of like doubt, which doubt is bad, by the way. Doubt is really bad, because there is a way I've lived my whole life. There's some principles I believe in. And when you hear like more than 3 men talking about a kind of reality that you don't believe in, well, you don't want to live in, but you've seen it happen, and you hear men talking about that, and you're asking yourself, then why exactly should I continue having these kinds of beliefs or these kinds of principles, you know? Where exactly should I have it? It is not benefiting me. As the doubt will tell me, it is not benefiting me in any way. So it is actually funny, because hey, doubt is really bad. But you know, you have to stand firm and actually stay intact. You know, stand on that foundation that you've built. Like for me, my foundation, doubt might come. But hey, me, I always tell myself, no, it will not kick me out, or it will not make me fall. I believe in this kind of life, and I want to create my own reality for my own self. I want to have a life that other people can respect, other people can stay there and, you know, just appreciate and understand by their understanding. Ooh-wee. Yeah, that is one thing, not even respect, but understand that there's different kinds of realities. However much the world, a lot of people might be moving in one way, there is always another way to work out things. And so, yeah, that is today's episode. With a little bit of motion, as a man, it is very bad that I'm coming to tell you conversations that men talk about in the gym. That is very bad. Very bad. But anyway, it has been a pleasure. Thank you for listening to me. Yeah, don't have a negative view of men, by the way. They are actually good men outside here. So you think you're a good person? Even me, I think I'm a good person. So don't be fazed by just that one little story. But I hope it made you realize that you can make your own reality. Yes? Yes. And so, yes, we will come to the end of the episode today. Thank you very much for listening in. And as you always know, this is the Cordial Podcast by Mungai Kawangoi. Thank you very much for listening in. I actually appreciate each and every review that I get. You guys. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, I'm literally, it makes me happy to see, you know, that notification of Spotify for podcasters. And you've been told there's a response that has come in. You know, there's a new follower, there's a new listener, like how many plays they've been made. And I thank each and every one of you. I wish I could mention all your names, but you know, itakuwa episode mzima. But anyway, it has been a pleasure for you to listen to me with my stories at Jabba. And yeah. So let us meet next week, where I think we will have to have a serious discussion. Today's wasn't serious at all. But yeah, we need to have another serious discussion. And yes, it will be about compromises. So I hope to see you there. I hope to see more of your reviews. And yeah, if you want to, if there's a topic you want me to discuss, please feel free to talk to me. Feel free to, you know, find me anywhere on social media platforms. Yes, and I will appreciate. And so this is goodbye. Have a splendid week. Have a blessed week. Have a really, really good night, a good morning, or a good evening. See you. See you next time.